In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
I want winners.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always fun to talk to Nick Kostos. And Nick, of course, is Mr. BetQL, and he joins us now on the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. You can listen to his podcast. And Nick, I'm wondering, as we look at the Bears, this is the week, right? This is the breakthrough. This is when it all happens.
I don't think so, but great to be on with you guys. I did bet the Bears last week. They did cover the spread. I know they didn't win the game, and that's what Bears fans wanted. But look, let's talk about what's really important. They did cover the spread and kept the game very close last week against the Green Bay Packers. And it was a really awesome effort by Chicago, and like those two like great catches by Christian Watson in the fourth quarter, I think the difference in the game. I don't see the game going as well this week for the Bears. So right now, Molly, Minnesota is... It's a 3.5-point spread. Minnesota's favored on the road in Chicago, but we are close to going down to 3, and that obviously matters, right? If you're betting the difference between 3.5 and 3. So what I'm waiting for is a Vikings -3, and I'm going to bet Minnesota in this game. Green Bay got some pass rush at the end of the game, like those two sacks on the final drive, and Caleb was able to overcome it with a couple passes to Rome Odunze. I think Brian Flores kind of puts Caleb in a blender here. A big-time coaching mismatch with O'Connell against Eberflus at 3. I really like the Vikings, so I am once again betting against the Chicago Bears. But look, 1-0 in my last one, betting on Chicago. I will go against the Bears this week, and I will take Minnesota.
Nick, tonight, I don't believe this stat, but Mike Tomlin has never won a road divisional Thursday night game, 0-7 all time. The Steelers are 0-5 under Tomlin. How does that affect your thinking tonight?
Yeah, I think we might make it 0-8 tonight. I do like the Browns in the game. Anything above 3, the number is currently 3.5, so I like that. Worth noting, this was 4.5 a few days ago. That's the number that we talked about on You Better You Bet on Monday. At 3.5, I still think it's an okay play to take the points with the Cleveland Browns. But David, the bet that I think is really interesting in this game is the total. It currently sits at 37. This opened on Sunday night at 40.5. And the reason why it dropped so low, this is 36.5 last night, now it's 37. The reason why it dropped so much is because we were expecting terrible weather tonight in Cleveland. We're starting to get to that time of the year, right, where we're going to be talking about bad weather in games in the Midwest and in the Northeast, especially coming off the lake in Cleveland, where there are like fake games played every year because of the wind. Well, waking up today on Thursday morning, it does look like there will be rain tonight in Cleveland, but it does not look like the wind's going to be that bad. And wind is what screws up passing games. Like, rain actually benefits the offense when the field is wet because offensive players know where they're going when the play is called. Defensive players right. don't. So I actually think that over the course of the day today, assuming this weather forecast holds, and this is all publicly available information, you can Google like Cleveland weather tonight and this will all come up. We're looking for wind like less than 20 miles per hour and that's good. I think the total's going to get bet up. I really like the over in tonight's game, guys. I'll go over 37.
He is Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Do you have an opinion on Ohio State, Indiana?
So I just want to see where we're at here. And then I do have a prop for our guy Dustin for tonight, which I should have given out before. Indiana, okay, Ohio State is up to 13.5. Yep. I think that's right. Ohio State, honestly, maybe a little bit more room for this to go towards Ohio State. Maybe get Ohio State up to -14, and maybe that's the right number in the game. Okay, Ohio State's rated as the best team in the country. Like, they are power rated actually ahead of Oregon, despite the fact that Oregon beat Ohio State earlier this season. Mm. And I actually think, Molly, that this is a tremendous amount of respect. That sounds crazy. This is like a respectful line for Indiana to only be this big of a dog on the road at Ohio State. So It's not going to be one of my favorite bets of this weekend in college football, but if I had to bet the game, I would lay Ohio State. I think the Buckeyes win. And the big thing here, and this is going to sound like a bit and sound like shtick, it's not. I mean this seriously. If Indiana covers the spread, like lose, let's say they lose by 10, I think they make the college football playoff with one loss. If they lose by like 30 in this game, I think there's a chance they're going to be out with one loss. It's a beauty pageant, and I think the committee will look at, you know, two or three loss SEC teams and say they could have definitely gone 11-1 also with Indiana's schedule. So I think it really matters. Obviously, Indiana wants to win the game. I think more than anything, Indiana needs to keep this within shouting distance to make sure it makes the playoff, even with a loss.
That's a hot take, Prop King. We only have 30 seconds left. What about tonight's prop?
Two ones very quickly here. George Pickens receiving yards tonight, 58.5, 12 targets last week from Russell Wilson. Brown's secondary susceptible to the big play. And then Cleveland's three receivers, Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, and Elijah Moore, all get targeted constantly by Jameis Winston. Let's take a look at the guy with the lowest yardage number tonight, David, of the three. That is Elijah Moore, over 34.5 receiving yards. Pickens is my favorite, and Elijah Moore is the second choice. Anytime touchdown tonight, big Darnell Washington, 10-1 for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I did not see an over-under for rushing yards for Fields. Is there one out there?
Well, I don't know. I think it may be like brain-dead slide short of the line of scrimmage, over under a half, and you would bet the over on that.
Always.
After what we saw last week in the Steelers-Ravens game.
Good stuff, Nick.
Great stuff, Nick.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
That was the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM.